All right, welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at the world of cybersecurity.
Oh, fun.
Specifically,
That's
a
exciting.
new kind of twist on an old threat.
I see. Yeah.
So, we've got this article here about Black Basta ransomware and how they're using a surprising tool to breach networks. Microsoft Teams. Like,
Interesting.
you use it every day.
Right.
For meetings, quick chats, for sharing files. It's practically an extension of our workday.
It really is, yeah. And that's precisely what makes this new tactic so effective, you know?
Right.
They're leveraging the trust that we kind of implicitly place in teams, you know? So they're essentially slipping in through a back door we didn't even know we left open.
Okay, so before we get into the HOW, let's talk about the WHO.
Okay.
Can you give us some background on Black Basta? I've heard the name, but what makes them so different from other ransomware gangs?
Yeah, so for starters, they've only been around since about April 2022.
Oh, wow, so they're fairly new.
Yeah, pretty new, but in that short time, they've managed to pull off some pretty big, significant attacks.
Really?
Yeah, targeting, big names across various industries.
Wow.
What's really interesting is their potential connection to the now defunct Conti Syndicate.
Okay.
Some experts think that Black Basta might have emerged from Conti's remnants, adopting some of their tactics and techniques.
Wow, so kind of like a Hydra situation. You cut off one head and two more spring up.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's kind of unsettling how quickly these groups evolve.
For sure.
But for those of us who aren't like deep in the cybersecurity world,
Yeah.
can you give us like a quick just refresher on ransomware itself?
Yeah, absolutely.
What exactly does it do and why is it such a big deal?
Yeah, so ransomware is essentially a type of malware, right? And it encrypts all the data on your computer or your network and essentially locks you out of your own files.
So you can't access them.
You can't access them. It's kind of like imagine showing up to your office one day and all the doors are chained shut
Oh, well.
with a note demanding millions of dollars to get the keys back.
Oh, so they hold your data basically hostage.
Yeah, basically data hostage.
Okay, that paints a pretty vivid picture and a scary one.
Yeah.
No wonder companies are shelling out, huge sums of money to try to get their data back.
Exactly. Yeah.
But this article highlights that Black Basta has kind of shifted gears in their approach.
They have.
What was their old MO and how has it changed?
So their earlier campaigns relied heavily on email phishing,
Okay.
sending out tons of messages.
Like spam.
Yeah, disguised as IT support, they'd often say, like there was a spam issue or a security problem,
Oh, I see.
and trick employees into giving up their login credentials or installing malicious software.
So basically preying on people's helpfulness,
Totally.
their
Yeah.
desire to like fix problems quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
It's sneaky, but honestly pretty effective. I mean, we've all seen those like urgent emails that make you click without thinking twice.
Right. Totally agree. And it worked for a while. Yeah.
But security measures have like gotten better. Email filters are getting much better at catching these phishing attempts.
Right.
So that's kind of where Teams comes into the picture.
I'm still wrapping my head around like how a platform that is,
Right.
designed for collaboration can be weaponized like
Oh,
this.
yeah.
It feels so like internal, so trusted.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Black Basta is banking on that sense of security,
Yeah.
the fact that we let our guard down when we're interacting with colleagues within, a platform like Teams.
Right.
And that's what makes this so dangerous.
Okay.
They're bypassing traditional email security measures by targeting individuals directly within an environment where they already feel comfortable.
So they're going for like a more
Very
personalized
personalized, yeah.
approach, making it even harder to kind of detect. This is getting really intriguing, maybe a little too intriguing.
Yeah.
Can you like walk me through how an attack actually unfolds?
Like, what are the steps that they take to gain access?
So first they have to create these fake accounts, but like they have to look legitimate. You
Oh.
know, we're not talking about just some random gibberish email address.
Right.
They're using names that sound like securityadminhelper.onmicrosoft.com
Oh,
or
wow.
supportserviceadmin.microsoft.com.
Wait, so they're literally creating accounts that mimic like legitimate IT support addresses.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's so devious.
And it plays on the fact that most people only glance at the sender's name, not the full address. So at first glance, it looks totally official.
I see where this is going. So once they've got like their fake persona set up,
Yep.
what's next?
They start reaching out to employees directly through one-on-one chats,
Okay.
pretending to be from the help desk or some other believable, you know,
like an internal
support team. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And because it's coming from within teams, there's no immediate red flag.
Right.
You just assume it's like a coworker reaching out.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. It's like getting a text from a number you don't recognize, but it has like your same area code.
Exactly.
So you're much more likely to answer.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll use like very specific language to kind of pique your interest.
Yeah.
And make you feel obligated to help.
Exactly.
Right. So they might say something like, hey, we're having some trouble with your account. Can you quickly scan this QR code to verify your login?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Or like, we're updating our security protocols. Please install this software to ensure your system is compliant. Something like that.
Oh, wow. That's so believable.
It is.
The QR code thing is especially clever because it's playing on our familiarity with mobile technology.
Well, yeah.
But what are those QR codes actually linked to?
Often they lead to phishing websites that are designed to steal your login credentials.
Oh, yeah.
So they might look identical to your company's login page, but it's actually a trap to capture your username and password.
Okay, so if somebody falls for the QR code trick, that's pretty much game over.
It's a huge risk, yeah.
Yeah, they have access to your account.
But they also use other tactics, like convincing you to install remote access tools, you know?
Okay.
Things like AnyDesk or Windows Quick Assist.
Hold on, Quick Assist, that's a built-in Windows feature, right?
It is, yep.
Yeah, I've even used that to, like, help family members with their computer.
That's kind of the scary brilliance of this attack.
Right.
They're leveraging tools that are already familiar and trusted.
Oh, wow.
To make it even harder to spot the deception.
So once they have access, whether through stolen credentials or through these remote access tools,
yeah.
What happens next? What's their end game?
That's when they deploy the actual ransomware payload, right?
Okay.
It's often disguised as harmless sounding files like antispamaccount.exe or antispamupdate.exe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then those files infiltrate the network.
Okay.
Encrypting files, locking users out of their systems, and basically causing widespread chaos.
It's chilling how methodical and like calculated it all is.
It really is.
And it's unsettling because it feels like anyone, even someone who considers themselves like tech savvy, could fall victim to this.
Yeah, that's the thing. It really highlights the human element in all of this.
Yeah.
You know, our tendency to trust, our willingness to help. That's what they're exploiting.
Wow.
You know, they're exploiting our humanity.
Our humanity, yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, say the weakest link in any security system is often the human one.
Unfortunately, yeah, it's true.
But it's not just individuals at risk here, right?
Right.
I imagine this kind of attack could, like, cripple an entire business.
Absolutely. I mean, we're not just talking about the inconvenience of lost files.
Right.
A successful ransomware attack can like lead to massive data breaches.
Oh, wow.
It can halt operations entirely.
Really?
Yeah. And result in significant financial losses. I mean, and then there's the reputational damage, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Customers lose trust. Investors get spooked. It can take years for a company to recover from something like this.
Yeah. It's almost like a digital plague.
Kind of, yeah.
Spreading through a network and just leaving devastation in its wake.
It is.
And you mentioned earlier that the shift to remote and hybrid work has actually expanded the attack surface.
Yeah.
Can you, like, elaborate on that?
Sure. I mean, think about it.
Okay.
Before, most employees were working within a secure office network.
Right.
Protected by firewalls and other security measures.
Hmm.
But now, with so many people working from home, accessing company data from their own, you know, personal devices,
right.
The potential points of entry have multiplied, like, exponentially.
So it's like the perimeter of a castle has suddenly expanded to encompass an entire city.
Yeah, it's a good analogy.
It makes defending against these threats that much more challenging.
It really does.
It all sounds pretty bleak, to be honest.
Yeah.
Is there any hope?
Oh, yeah.
What can we do to protect ourselves and our businesses from this?
There's always hope. And the first step is awareness, right?
Okay.
Knowing how these attacks work, understanding the tactics, that's half the battle right there. But beyond that, there are very practical steps that we can take, both at an individual and organizational level.
Okay, let's dive into that. Give us the rundown. What are our best lines of defense?
Well, one of the most effective measures is surprisingly simple.
Okay.
Restrict teams' communication.
Okay.
Do you really need to be connected to the entire world?
That's a good point.
Probably not. So limiting communication to trusted domains only significantly reduces the risk of external threats.
Okay, that's a good point. It's like locking your front door.
Yeah.
even if you live in a safe neighborhood.
Exactly. It's basic security hygiene.
Right.
But what about those who do need to communicate externally?
Right. Are they just out of luck?
No, not at all. That's where robust monitoring and logging come in.
Okay.
There are tools that can track all sorts of activity within Teams. New chats created, files shared, links
So
clicked.
you can see everything.
You can see it all. And this allows IT teams to spot suspicious behavior in real time and take action before an attack can really spread.
So it's like having a security camera feed for your entire team's environment. You can
Exactly.
see who's coming in, what they're doing. If anything seems off, you can intervene.
You got it.
And of course, multi-factor authentication, MFA, that's an absolute must.
Right, well, absolutely. Yeah, it's like having two locks on your door.
Okay.
Even if somebody manages to steal your password, they still can't get in without that second layer of verification.
I've heard so much about MFA, but I have to admit, I'm still a little fuzzy on how it actually works. Can you break it down?
Yeah, sure. So imagine logging into your bank account, right?
Okay.
You enter your username and password, but then the bank sends a one-time code to your phone, which you have to enter to complete the login process.
Oh, great.
That's MFA in action. That's that extra layer of security that verifies your identity beyond just a password.
So it's like proving that you are who you say you are by
Yeah.
using a device that you like physically possess.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. But even with all these like technical safeguards in place,
Yeah.
we still have to address that human element.
We do, absolutely. Technology can only take us so far.
Right.
We need to equip employees with the knowledge and the skills to identify and avoid these social engineering traps.
So like education, training.
Exactly. Regular training sessions on phishing awareness, social engineering tactics, and best practices for secure communication. That's essential.
So it's about empowering employees to be more like discerning,
Yeah.
more skeptical. Don't click links blindly.
Right.
Don't install software without verifying the source.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to question anything that seems even remotely suspicious.
Exactly. It's about creating a culture of security awareness
Okay.
where everyone understands the risks and feels empowered to report potential threats.
Okay, so we've got the basics covered.
Yeah.
Limiting communication, monitoring activity,
Yes.
enabling MFA, and training employees.
Right.
But what about more advanced security measures?
Okay.
What are some of the tools that businesses can use to really like beef up their defenses?
One of the most effective tools in the fight against ransomware is endpoint detection and response, or EDR.
EDR. Okay, I've heard that term thrown around, but I'll be honest, I'm not entirely sure what it is or how it differs from like traditional antivirus software.
Sure. So traditional antivirus relies on a database of known threats, you know?
Okay.
Think of it like a wanted poster with pictures of all the bad guys.
Okay, I like that analogy.
But what happens when a new threat emerges, something that's not on the poster?
The antivirus is blind to it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
EDR, on the other hand, takes a more proactive approach.
Okay.
It monitors system activity for any behavior that deviates from the norm, even if it's not a known threat.
Oh, interesting.
So even if a brand new ransomware variant emerges, EDR can detect its unusual activity and alert security teams.
So it's like having a security guard patrolling your system,
Yeah.
constantly on the lookout for anything suspicious, and not just reacting to known threats, but anticipating and preventing new ones. That's impressive. But I imagine EDR solutions are pretty complex and expensive.
They can be, yes, but the cost of a successful ransomware attack far outweighs the cost of investing in preventative measures like EDR.
Right.
It's about weighing the risks and making informed decisions about your security posture.
Right. It's like that old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. But even with the best defenses in place, it feels like we're always playing catch up with these cyber criminals.
It does feel like that sometimes.
They're constantly evolving, finding new ways to exploit vulnerabilities.
Yeah, it's a constant arms race.
Yeah.
But that's why staying informed is so crucial, you know?
Right.
The more we understand about the tactics being used, the better we are to defend against them.
Yeah, knowledge is power, as they say.
Exactly.
And today's deep dive has definitely been a powerful reminder of that.
It
It's
has.
made me realize that cybersecurity isn't just about, firewalls and antivirus software.
Right.
It's about understanding human behavior, recognizing our own vulnerabilities, and adopting a mindset of
Oh,
vigilance.
well said.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about being proactive, not reactive.
Okay.
And that starts with, you know, asking questions, challenging assumptions, not taking anything for granted, especially in a digital environment where things aren't always what they seem.
So let's recap for our listener.
Okay.
Black Basta, a ransomware group with suspected ties to the Conti Syndicate,
right,
is using Microsoft Teams to launch really sophisticated phishing attacks.
Yeah.
They're creating fake accounts that mimic like legitimate IT support personnel.
Uh-huh.
Sending direct messages, using QR codes,
right,
even leveraging built-in Windows features to gain access to systems.
It's really quite impressive in a scary way.
Yeah, in a scary way, right. Mm-hmm. And they're doing all of this by exploiting our trust.
Yeah, our helpfulness.
Your helpfulness, our very human tendency to kind of let our guard down when we're interacting with colleagues in this like familiar setting.
That's exactly it, yeah.
It's a stark reminder that even like seemingly harmless platforms like Teams,
right,
can be weaponized.
Right.
But we're not powerless.
Right.
We can fight back by restricting communication,
yep,
enabling logging and monitoring, enforcing multi-factor authentication,
mm-hmm,
training employees to recognize those phishing tactics, and investing in advanced security solutions like EDR.
Those are all great steps to take.
Yeah. But beyond like the technical safeguards, it's about fostering that culture of security awareness, right?
Uh-huh.
Encouraging skepticism and empowering employees to question anything that seems out of place.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because in the world of cybersecurity, paranoia isn't a weakness.
It's not.
It's a strength.
I like that, informed paranoia.
Yeah, exactly. But before we wrap up, I have one final question that's been kind of nagging at me.
Okay.
If Black Basta is using Teams in this way,
yeah,
is it just a matter of time before other collaboration platforms become targets as well?
Oh, that's a good question.
I mean, we rely on Slack, Zoom, Google Meet just as much as we rely on Teams.
It's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And the truth is, any platform that facilitates communication and fosters trust,
yeah,
can be exploited.
Right.
As these tools become even more integrated into our workflows, the potential attack surface is just going to keep expanding.
So it's not a question of if, but when?
I wouldn't say definitively, but it's definitely a possibility we need to be prepared for. And the best defense is a proactive one.
Right. Well said. And on that note, yeah, I think it's time to conclude our deep dive into the world of Black Basta,
mm-hmm,
and their cunning use of Microsoft Teams.
Yeah, it's been a fascinating discussion.
It has. We've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
But I think the key takeaway is this. Vigilance is paramount. Don't click links blindly.
Right.
Don't install software without verifying the source.
Mm-hmm.
And if something feels off, trust your gut and report it.
Absolutely.
Because in this ever-evolving landscape of cyber threats, knowledge is our most powerful weapon.
Couldn't agree more. Stay informed, stay vigilant, and stay safe out there.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you on our next deep dive.